Good evening, this is customer service. My name is Joy. Give me a call back. How can I help you?
I'm calling because a transaction was made on my debit card, and I'm not even sure what service this is, so I want to cancel the subscription and get.
Okay, ma'am, we represent over 100 different companies, and we are a third party at each one of those companies. Can I get a zip code and your first and last name?
Oh, zip code is 90043, and my first name is Ashley Brown.
All right, Ms. Brown, can you verify that address for me for security purposes, please?
6030 Crenshaw Boulevard, apartment 16 in Los Angeles, California, 90043.
All right, Ms. Brown, give me one moment, please. Okay, Ms. Brown, it says here, do you recall on March 2nd, 2023, you paid, let's see, $574, says something about a barbecue?
How much?
It says something about, it said, do you recall on March 2nd, 2023, you paid $5.74? It says for something about a barbecue?
Oh, yeah, for Walmart, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Walmart was the airport that was for shipping.
Mm-hmm. So, in the terms and conditions, it should have said that, actually, it says that the 574 was declined, but I don't, it still made you pay that $56.95, so it shouldn't have really charged, they shouldn't really have charged you, but it does state in the terms and conditions that, there's an entry ticket and also the shipping and handling. If you had won that barbecue, ma'am, if it's not canceled, then it will enroll you into a factory direct savings store where you get a voucher emailed to you each month to use towards that store.
But I don't have to. I don't want that.
So would you like to cancel it, ma'am?
Yes, cancel a refund, please.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Your voice got a little lower.
Yes, cancel it and. Refund.
Okay, ma'am. The only thing I can do for you is issue you a 35% refund at $56.95, ma'am.
Well, I can't get my whole refund?
I'm just going through my protocol, ma'am. So the only thing I can do for you now is just offer you a 50% refund, and that's just my protocol.
That don't make no sense. So who would I call to get the rest of my money? Because I need all of my money.
Yes, ma'am, I understand, but the only thing I can do is transfer you over to the supervisor, ma'am. She's going to go through the same protocol as me, ma'am.
I don't understand. Why do y'all have to give such a hard time talking to this money? Like, this is the whole $56. Like,
yes, ma'am, I understand. I mean, I understand, ma'am, but I'm just doing my job, and that's just me going through the protocol, ma'am.
Okay, you could go through, you could do the half or whatever, but I still want to speak to whoever else, speak supervisor.
Okay.
I don't know if you pay for it. A gift is if you pay the shipping, and then they come and take $10 for something you pay. Yeah, I'm for what's going on.
Ms. Brown, can I ask why you're trying to be transferred to the supervisor man? Because I have to put in the reason why.
Because I don't want to speak to her about this. I want all my money back, first of all.
I just issued. Okay.
$1,000 would be taken off of the sweepstakes or something that I won already.
All right, Ms. Brown, so your account has been canceled and you have been issued that 50% refund, that $56.95, which will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Like I stated before, all charges are valid because they were in the terms and conditions, and that's why you have been charged, ma'am. Now I'm about to transfer you to the supervisor. Anything else I can do for you?
No, you rude.
You said I'm rude, ma'am?
You are very rude.
All right, is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, supervisor, that's it. Thanks.